Hello and welcome to Ted and Tim's Brofa.
I'm Ted and or Tim.
And I'm Tim and or Ted. And today we are asking the very important question of how would we survive? I said it wrong. Well, fuck it. How would I survive? I'm going to all of them. Batman Begins.
Okay.
Right, so in Jumanji.
Yeah.
Well, out in the van where we were playing Jumanji.
Yeah, when we were driving around in our bendy bus playing
Jumanji. I got swarmed by bats.
Yep.
And I overcame my fear of bats.
You did.
And it was bats plural, because no one's afraid of a singular bat, right?
No one's afraid of a singular bat. Singular bat, frying pan. Boom.
Yep.
Safe.
That's bat be gone.
Yeah.
Right? Or I got attacked by bats.
That's frying pan man. He'd become if he did that. He'd be afraid of that one
pan
frying
pan. Yeah. I'm not afraid of the one frying pan. You use it, don't I? It's like Superman's not afraid of super.
You don't know, he might be.
Oh yeah, I suppose. He never did well against other supers, I guess, when you really think about it.
Yeah, anyway, you see.
Anyway, right, so Batman Begins. The Christian Bale one.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan directed.
Christopher
it.
Nolan, yeah.
Alright, so first things first, though, we're not orphans.
No, but you did kind of say that you were
turning. That was on the way to come, Mum and Dad. Yeah.
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 So
obviously, this is Mum and Dad McFly. It's a carryover.
Yeah. Mum and Dad McFly. Daughter of Richard Hammond.
Maybe.
Daughter of Richard Hammond.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be, hasn't it? So she hates Granddad as well, right? Oh, see, that's obviously how we're becoming rich, isn't it? Because she's obviously got Granddad's inheritance and just never used it.
Yeah, because she wouldn't.
Yeah, she hated him.
She hated him, yeah. So
so maybe that's why I'm going to kill her.
Maybe.
Mom, we've got this fucking manor we're living in, a fucking one up, two down.
You've got to be traumatised by their death, haven't you?
Yeah, oh, yeah, so I can't do it.
So maybe we got to go back and we'll go back and go, oh man. Yeah. Take Mum and Dad out for lunch, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I'll take them to the theatre.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. And then on the way back, it's a little alleyway, right?
Yep. Dodgy
alleyway, yeah.
I know that place.
It's Murder Alley. It's actually on the map. Look, there you go.
It is. Oh, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, right. Just take them down there. It's not dangerous, I promise.
Okay, no problem, yep.
Right. Right, yeah.
So halfway through the play for no reason. Mum, Dad, time to get on board. I thought this was a good play. Turns out you're shit.
Who'd like? Fuck Mamma Mia. Fuck it.
Oh, I was going to go with cats.
All right. Either way.
No one's afraid of cats, Mum and Dad. There's never a cat man out there, is there?
There will be. Yeah.
All right, so, I'll take him out and start walking down the alley.
And
right, holding Mum and Dad's hand. I'm weird like that. They're still a bit unsure because they've recently seen us kill their fucking kids.
Oh, yeah, they forgot about that.
They're out nervously with me.
Yeah.
Where's Ted?
Step around the corner, this person with a clown mask on.
Yeah.
Bang, bang!
Oh my god, a clown! I'm gonna become clown man.
No, here you go. Give me all your money.
Go on, Dad.
And
Dad, wait. Don't put up a fight. Don't push me the way you come.
Bang, bang. Then they die.
My mum's pearls are all over the floor. I just bought her this for Christmas.
When did you get money for pearls? I mean, give me the pearls.
Yeah. And as I'm trying to resuscitate parents, I'll find Granddad's will and testament stuffed in Grandmum's pocket. He left her everything and she just didn't use it.
Everything?
You put your clown mask back on, walk away, I'll pretend I didn't see it.
Alright, yeah, I'll walk off. I'll come around the corner. Oh man, I heard a big
bang.
I'll
give you a call.
Yeah?
Bring the bus round, we're on another mission.
Alright.
Granddad's got a one manor. Wayne Manor, that's what it is.
Right, fair enough, I'm on my way. Actually, hang on, I'm here.
Oh yeah, I see you. Alright, I'll leave the
away.
Cops, I started to call the cops. Right, so we finished with all of the McFlys now.
Poor old McFlys didn't last very long, did they?
They really didn't. Traumatised by us. Alright,
so
yeah, on the way to Gotham, that's where Granddad's estate was, apparently.
Yeah, Granddad's estate was in Gotham, yeah. So.
And, so we get there. We're obviously grieved. Granddad's butler, Alfred.
Yeah.
Is there. He's take on the guardian because we're still technically kids. We're legally children now. So he becomes our legal guardian.
Oh, no. Yeah.
He goes, oh, Master Tim and Master Ted.
Such a grave tragedy that your mum and dad have died.
They only popped out for a tanker rape. Oh, God, I'm bored of this guy already. I love him.
Yeah. Alfred, you fetch me a sandwich? Certainly, Master Ted.
Alfred, I want a sandwich. Certainly, Master Ted.
This is incredible, man. Why didn't we have him before?
Oh, God. Yeah, right. I think
creepy uncle, would you get us a sandwich? All right, yeah, no worries.
Wait. Hey, Alfred. Yes, Master Tim. Can you get Creepy Uncle a sandwich? Yes, certainly, sir. Oh, see, Creepy Uncle? Oh, hey, good. Yeah. Put the gun down. Alfred's safe.
Perfect.
He's under my protection.
Fair enough. So, yeah.
All right, so we grow up, go to school.
Yeah. Again. Because we're 30-year-old men.
And then the murderer is supposedly caught.
Oh, yeah.
And we go to their trial.
Alfred, I need you to just arrange a patsy for the murder of Mum and Dad.
That's certainly Master Ted.
Thank you for that.
Would you like your granddad's usual patsy selection?
Yeah, number three.
It's a good choice, Master Ted.
So yeah, there we go. Problem solved.
Bruce Wayne in the film is going there to kill the guy because he thinks he's going to get let off for giving information on Carmen Falcone.
Yes, that's right.
A monster. A mobster.
A monster?
Not the Herman.
Oh, that's going to be a weird crossover, isn't it? They go to a mortuary, find Herman Monster there.
Yeah. He thinks he's got away with it. He's just going, darn. Yeah, obviously, I don't know. I don't think we're going to go kill him.
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm definitely not. I think
I'm advocating for his release. He's been a good bloke in prison. He's hardly stabbed anybody. 12 people, that's nothing in 12 years.
To be honest with you, he didn't even do it. He's just a patsy.
Shut the fuck up.
Sorry, Alfred.
Alfred, Master Ted's getting a bit confessional again. Operation put him out. Certainly, Master Tim, just chloroforms you for a minute. Go to sleep. All right.
So, yeah.
After Bruce Wayne... Now, somebody else killed the guy who supposedly killed Mama and Papa McWayne.
Yeah.
He gets angry because he didn't get to do it himself.
So he chuffs off, doesn't he, and live in the woods.
He goes first to try and get Carmen Falcone because everybody knows it was him that basically arranged it.
Okay.
I'm assuming if we go and see Carmen Falcone, it's going to say, thanks very much, you did a massive favour.
Yeah.
Supplied us a decent patsy.
Yeah. He's going to grease his hand a little bit, isn't he?
Yeah. He threatens to shoot Bruce Wayne, but I'm assuming he's just offered us a drink.
Or he's threatening to shoot. Still threatening to shoot you.
Thank you very much for killing my mum and dad. You shut the fuck up about the business. Must be clandestine. Oh, no, don't worry. That's a judge over there. That's the current police commissioner over there.
It's fine, man. Don't worry about it. Gotham is so...
I could pull out a gun. I can shoot you right now. I don't want to give a shit.
Gotham is so corrupt.
All right, so cool. Yeah, after that, we run away.
Yeah.
For some reason. Well, Bruce Wayne ran away. Do we run away?
Why did Bruce Wayne run away?
Basically, he got fed up with the corruption of Gotham.
Right.
And he ran away to just get away from it. And he ended up basically going serving time in foreign prisons because he kept breaking the law everywhere because being a general rebel-y bastard.
Alright.
He got caught trying to steal Wayne supplies, like, for some freedom fighters, basically.
Okay.
And then he served time in a gulag.
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's nothing that we would have done.
I mean, none of that I could get behind it. I mean, yeah. I was trying to find something I could grab onto, like a reason for us to run away.
Yeah. Instead, what's happened is we've stepped up and taken over the CEO position of Wayne Enterprises.
Wayne Enterprises, yeah.
And I'm assuming we went to a good school as well because we're certainly filthy rich.
Yeah.
We've spent the last however many years it took for Bruce Wayne to grow up in actual uni.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So we're
learning all about InGen Wayne Tech merger.
Oh yeah, because we own InGen, not Wayne Tech. Yeah. So we had to buy Wayne Enterprises. Because we don't own Wayne Enterprises technically.
No, we own
InGen.
Yeah, we'll try and. It does go public in Batman Begins when Bruce Wayne comes back after Nanda Parbat training.
Right. So maybe we just.
So after the Falcone meeting, Bruce Wayne chuffs off for 7 years.
Right. So maybe during that 7 years when he's chuffed off, we're paying out. We've become quite successful CEOs, but we're still paying out quite a lot in corruption debt to like keep the mobsters at bay, to grease the hands, and we're getting a bit sick of the of paying these fucking corrupt bastards. We're sick of paying them out, so we go looking for.
I don't think we need to go looking.
Oh,
you ready for this?
Okay.
The League of Shadows would have approached us, being in a position of power.
Okay, yeah, there you go. And that gets us.
That gets us in the door. If you want to train me in your League of Shadows Kung Fu, Ted will run the business while I'm gone for a few years. Hopefully not into the ground. Alfred, keep an eye on him. Chloroform him if you need to.
Fair enough, yeah.
So I'll go away. I'll train. I'll become a member of the League of Shadows.
Yeah.
I just thought, Batman then became Batman and not just a member of the League of Shadows because he wasn't happy with the idea of blowing up Gotham.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd lose Wayne Tech. That's why I don't let him blow up Gotham.
Yeah, exactly. You see?
So
maybe you come back with that plan. Because I think, to be honest with you, because in Batman Begins, didn't he argue with Ra's al Ghul and burn his house down?
Yeah, burn his temple down.
But I don't imagine you'd argue with Ra's al Ghul about blowing up Gotham, burn his temple down. Or maybe you'd argue with him because it's you and you like to argue with people and burn his temple down.
Yeah.
Maybe you just did it to prove that you could light something on fire with a torch.
Yeah, well, what Bruce Wayne did was, instead of decapitating a bloke, he killed loads of people by burning down a house. Instead of swording a guy in the neck who was prostrated in front of him,
right,
he grabbed the fire poker into a barrel of gunpowder, basically.
Yeah.
I would have just cut the bloke's head off.
Yeah.
And probably accidentally just twanged the end of the fire poker into the barrel.
Yeah. So Ra's al Ghul doesn't hate you. He's just a bit pissed that you're that clumsy.
I'm just clumsy again. Yeah.
That's right.
Sorry, Ra's.
You never did learn to mind your surroundings.
This is so much. It's this bat cowl. Really hinders my peripherals.
Why are you wearing a bat cowl already?
Because he was teaching me to use my enemy's fear against my fear against my enemies.
He put his bat cowl on, just didn't take it off.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm always Batman down now. Batsman.
Batsman.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Why don't you just shorten it to Batman? Nobody's afraid of one bat. We've already established this, Ra's. Stay in context.
So you and Ra's don't part on the best of terms, but
we'll do the stupid toboggan down the ice slope thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, we get blown out the window.
Yeah.
He's unconscious cause from the force, and we're sliding down that hill, and I've got my spiky arms on.
Okay.
I'll breastplate after him, toboggan skeleton style, as he's ragdolling,
yeah,
going on up a little slower, and I'll catch him, slow him down, and then he'll be really heavy off the end of the cliff, so I'll probably just let him go at that point into the river, because I can't lift. No one could do that manoeuvre that fucking Bruce Wayne did, so I'm giving up.
Yep, fair enough.
Fuck it, I tried. That's all. As he regains consciousness on the way down, I'm like, I tried, mate.
I'm real sorry, I'm just not that strong.
Yeah, and I'll make my way back to Gotham, because the League of Shadows is dead as far as I'm aware.
Yep.
But that's what I think anyway. I come back and you're more corrupt than ever than leading all the corrupt
anymore. Hey, old man, yeah. I found out if you kill the mobster, become the mobster.
Is that true?
I don't know, I killed Falcone, I now own his crime business.
Oh, I guess it is. Sweet. Oh. Well, I considered like coming back and fighting like all the crime and corruption, taking on the persona of a Batman. But I'm guessing you kind of freelanced it, haven't you?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I had a few years.
Yeah,
I mean,
fair.
You've gone longer than I thought you were going to be. So
I only thought it was a weekend trip. Okay. I realised it was a 7-year round trip.
I mean, to be fair, it's been so long. I forgot you were even here. I've converted the bendy bus now. I haven't.
It's, no, I'm about to say, it's the bat bus.
No, it's just...
You just put afterburner on the back.
Put an afterburner on the back. Just painted it black.
Oh, right. Well, I'll tell you what. Well, do you mind if I ever go look around Wayne Tech and see if I can make myself a decent power suit or something like that?
Yeah, help yourself. Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, I bought Wayne Tech. It went public last week. You missed that and all.
Oh, fuck. Oh, sweet. Even better. I'm going to go see this Phileas Fox guy. Felix Fox.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, I'm assuming you put him down there because he was getting bitchy about your crime.
Yeah, he's getting real bitchy about the crime, yeah.
No, fair, no. I'll tell him to kill
But he is Morgan Freeman, so I couldn't get rid of him.
Oh, understandable.
Yeah.
So I go down, I'll have a chat with Morgan Freeman, tell him exactly what I'm doing, I'm not going to be subtle about it. I want to build a Batman suit. Oh, what?
A Batsman suit? Yeah. No one's afraid of one bat, Phileas. Pay attention.
The fuck are you on about? Right, so here's what I want. I want a suit that makes me bulletproof.
Oh, this image of you landing, defeating a criminal, and going, oh my god, it's a Batman! A Batsman! No one's afraid of one bat!
Just chastising anyone who calls me Batman. Alfred, they're doing it again! Put out another press release!
I own the press as well. I'll do that for you. It's alright.
Do it. Bats, because S is in capital.
Yeah, capital S, yeah.
Batsman strikes again. And yeah, I'll fight crime as Batsman.
Yeah.
Phileas Fox knows is all in, I'm guessing, because he wants to fight the corruption, and I'm kind of
Yeah, he wants to fight the corruption, he wants to end.
Basically, I'm not really so much fighting all crime, because there's crime that hasn't fallen in line with the Glenn Wayne Tech.
Yeah. you're fighting the peripherals of crime, yeah. And then... Doesn't the Scarecrow guy, where does he fit into the situation?
Right, so he was under the employ of the League of Shadows.
Right, and he was putting poisonous hallucinogens
into the water.
Water.
And it had to be breathed in instead of drank, so people drinking it weren't getting affected.
Yeah.
And so they stole this Wayne Tech microwave emitter thing that vaporizes water. Oh, yeah,
it vaporizes water, yeah. And it turned into fog and everyone started to see weird, crazy stuff.
So you've just got a report across your desk saying that a shipment's just gone missing of this experimental microwave emitter.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you've just kept it hush, yeah?
No. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Hey, old man.
Yeah?
Oh, you're in the room, sorry. Why did you answer your phone?
I didn't. It's still ringing.
It's rude, ignoring your call, man. What are you playing at?
Yeah.
Anyway, have you seen this report? Someone's stolen our little microwave emitter. Are you still doing that whole Batsman? You are, aren't you? I can see the cowl.
Yeah, I'm still wearing it.
You are. So, well, can you
just... Let me tighten up the neck again, because I just unbutton that. It gets a bit... Yeah, I'm still wearing it.
Oh, good. Perfect. Yeah. Do you want to go and just investigate that and see if you can figure it out?
It was stolen out at sea. I might be a week.
No, last time you were anywhere. Right. See if you can...
Alfred, get the boat ready.
Has he got you a boat?
I've got all to Phileas. Phileas. It's not Phileas. It's Felix Fox. I don't know why I keep struggling with that.
No, it's Phileas Fox now.
It's Felix, Master Wayne. I'm not Master Wayne. I'm Bats Tim.
He's so bad at hiding his identity.
It's become my chat-up line.
But yeah, so I'll task you with the job of tracking it down.
Yep, there is. Yeah, I'll go hire a boat.
Yeah,
Felix hasn't got one on hand.
Yeah. Oh man, take the company card. It's fine. Look, use it. You pay for it on that.
Thank you. Batman at Ingen Wayne Tech.
Yeah. Oh, but you're gonna need this
with a picture of me in the cow. It's got photo ID.
You're gonna need this to get back in. This is the new photo ID. Everyone's got to wear.
Yep. No worries. I'll pin it to my batsuit. If anyone needs me, I'll be in the lobby. I'll smash it when drinking. Just glide down.
Boop. Could you get the new window guy in again? He's gone through the window.
We need to get like a door or something up.
There is a door, old man. He just never used it.
I didn't know it was there. I wasn't paying attention to my surroundings.
He's always like that.
So yeah, I'll go investigate and find out it's been had by Scarecrow's goons.
Scarecrow's goons.
So he'll lead, that'll lead me back to where Scarecrow's men goons are pouring the poison into the water.
Yeah.
And just before this, actually, we're having a house party because. We're having a house party purely because we've just bought InGen Wayne Tech.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Celebration, right? It didn't go that public. It went public. We bought all the shares. We bought 100% of Wayne Tech shares.
We're having a party celebrating that. Alfred was just basically trying to make us still keep my secret identity secret. Even though I'm there. With the cowl.
Dressed as Batman. Yeah.
I've just got the cowl on and a smoking jacket.
Yeah, I can believe that.
I don't know where Tim Wayne is. Don't know what you're talking about. You want to know my secret identity?
They know, old man. Everybody knows. Except for this guy.
He's
only just walked in, though, so give him a chance.
So, and some snuffy old bird tries to introduce us to a monk man called Ra's al Ghul.
Okay.
Hey, you're not Raz. I watched him fall off a cliff.
Oh, is it Ra's al Ghul? Is this the one you were telling me about? The one you hopped
yeah,
off?
This is the guy that wanted me to train as a League of... This is a guy that wanted me to train as a League of Shadows.
All right, okay.
Yeah, he did all right. I mean, how you doing, bud? You been good?
Is it actually him, this one?
No, we turned around because we said, Ra's al Ghul's dead, and then he's behind us.
Oh, yeah. Is this guy Ra's al Ghul?
Yeah, him. The guy that looks like he could have been a Jedi in another film.
Nice to meet
Taken.
You. Nice to meet you. Do you have a lightsaber? I know a guy's got a lightsaber.
Why would I have a lightsaber?
Sean Connery?
I don't think anyone can do Liam Neeson's accent.
No
even
one.
Liam Neeson.
No, even Liam Neeson. No, so yeah.
So yeah, all right, yeah. So he's all like, you betrayed me. You left me to die. I tried, mate.
He told me he tried.
Yeah.
So I watched it on the satellite feed. I had a satellite over you.
Then he's threatening to basically burn my house down, or our house down, like I burnt his.
I mean, you can if you want. I've got three or four more.
We're still surrounded by this party at the minute. So Bruce Wayne at this point acted like an ass to get everybody to leave.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming we could leave them all in. Yeah, burn them. You'll get killed. You'll get done for murder.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Hold on. Oh, he's overlanding. Chief, come over here. This guy's going to burn our house down. Just make sure you keep a note of that. There you go. Burn it. Go on. Do it. Knock yourself out. Burn it. Burn the house down. Go on. I dare you. Go on. Burn it. Go on. Go on. I burn it. Go on. Go on. Burn it.
Burn the house down and killing Gotham's elite. Oh, you freeze it.
Burn the house down. Burn it down. Oh, I can't move. Hang on.
He said burn your house down.
Burn the house down. Come on. Try it. Try it, bitch. Try it. Come on. Try it. And I just beat the shit out of Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, all right. I'll stab him. Unlike Batman, I'm not afraid to murder.
Oh man, we dealt with a Ra's al Ghul fucker.
Can't believe you came back to kill me.
we all wanted him to come back to kill you, didn't we? Let's be honest with you.
Yeah, well yeah. And these other League of Shadow goons, I'll finish them off.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, they're all still frozen. The whole party's still frozen.
Yeah, I'll just go around. I'll do my batarang that I've been practicing. Try and get it all the way around the room, blade style.
It's several innocent bystanders killed in the process.
Yeah, well, we'll just burn the house down, blame it on that.
There we are, there's a lot of dead... Alfred, hold on. Alfred, there's a lot of dead bodies in here. Can we burn the house down, claim on the insurance?
Certainly, sir. It will, once again, increase our premiums.
I mean, it's all right, isn't it? We're rich, surely.
Yeah, we're getting poorer with all these insurance premiums burning the house down every couple of weeks.
All right, fine. What's the other solution? Is there any other solution apart from burning the house down?
I've got a bad cave under the house. We can just hide the bodies in there and no one else knows about it. Wait, too many witnesses. We'll have to get them all.
I mean, I didn't...
Batarangs, go!
Oh, no. All right, so you've now killed all of Gotham's elite.
We'll buy their companies.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we'll buy their companies. That's fine. I'll make a call. Phileas. Yeah, I know it's not your name, but that's what I'm calling you. Yeah, just
Phileas, put him on the line.
Hold on, Batman wants to speak to you.
Hey, Phileas. Is my Batbo ready yet?
No, it's not.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Anyway, yeah. Just buy everything. Just buy whatever you need.
Buy.
Just buy all the Gotham's Elite stuff. What? There's going to be no competition. You can trust me on that. We had a bit of an incident with Ra's al Ghul. No, I have no idea who that is. No. All right. Bye.
Take a selfie.
See ya.
All right. Yeah, so me and Alfred will start shooing buddies. I'm shooing creepy uncles on board as well.
Oh, creepy uncles helping out. Yeah.
No, right, I had a random thought that I'm not doing it. Never mind.
No?
I was thinking, considering maybe I could get Creepy Uncle to be a Robin.
I don't think you could.
So we'll start dragging bodies downstairs. It probably takes us a couple of hours. There's a lot of bodies.
Yeah.
And,
What are we going to do about the blood now, smart asses? There's blood everywhere. Burn a house down.
Well, no, I'll leave Alfred to mop.
Alfred can mop?
Yes, you can bottle. Yeah. It involves cleaning, I'm sure.
Oh, we just burn a house down when it gets dirty. That's why the premiums are so high.
Oh, well, there's your issue. I've been gone 7 years, you didn't even think to want to ask Alfred if he can clean.
No,
why didn't you tell him?
I do so much else.
When I found out the house is on fire, I was already in it.
Anyway, I never bothered to ask. The way I see it, he's got his whole house to clean. He can't do it all at once, can he? Fire, however...
Well, so yeah, so now I'll follow the goon trail back to Scarecrow, who is no longer getting calls from Ra's al Ghul, and I'll find his crypt.
Well, they're hucking stuff in the water at this point,
yeah,
aren't they?
Our old school friend Rachel was investigating it because she's an assistant DA, and Dr. Crane,
Dr. Fraser Crane.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Fraser Crane. He's also a Scarecrow.
Oh, no.
You did it.
We're going to fight Kelsey Grammer now.
Yep, Kelsey Grammer is now the Scarecrow.
Fair enough, yeah, okay.
And,
you wait till you go to X-Men, he's Beast as well.
He's kidnapped her and poisoned her.
Yeah.
Give her some of his medicine.
Yeah. Oh, aye.
Yeah. He's a special secret source.
So I'm going to tag along at this one. At this point, I'm like, I want to see how Batman works. I want to see.
Do you want to wear a bat suit? I've got plenty of space.
No,
we could be Batsmen.
All right, just this once, I'll put on a bat suit.
I don't like it. So tight around the throat. I know. I keep asking Phoenix to loosen it, but he won't. What an asshole. I know, right? So we go to stupid abandoned building that he's taken over, but the police are after us at the same time as well. We've been reported as the Batsman on the loose.
The Batsman. So, fair enough. Yeah. The police might not be after us because I own the police.
Yeah.
I own the Falcone Empire.
Yeah.
The press are saying the police are after Batsman. No,
not really.
Don't worry, old man. It's a lie. It's a story. No one's after us.
Oh. Don't be killing policemen, left, right.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. Doesn't matter.
I could have been, like, dropping down on him from above.
Braining him with a rock. Yeah, I know. I've got CCTV. You're not good at stealth. You never master.
I hide into my surroundings.
You never pay attention to your surroundings. At one point, you were stood looking into the lens of a camera. Or you thought you... trying to see the reflection of what's going on behind you.
I was trying to get its blind spot.
For those of you that can't see, which is everybody, I did a funny mime.
Well, a mime.
Hey, it was funny. You laughed.
I was laughing in general. I'm still in the blind spot trying to pitch black a camera.
Yeah, so...
We beat up Dr. Crane.
Yep.
Commissioner Gordon, or not Commissioner... the only good cop on the force comes in.
Oh, yeah.
So. I'm assuming he is actually after Batman.
He probably is, yeah.
So Officer Gordon is actually a bad guy for us.
Officer Gordon's a bad guy for us, yeah.
There's a bit where he gets stolen because he's in this big stairwell.
Yeah.
And Batman wants to get him up to Rachel quickly, so he does the bat drop and grab and zip back up.
Yeah.
I'm assuming I've just brained him and zip back up.
Yeah.
I'm holding Rachel still because she's been drugged.
He's just like, I didn't mean to do that.
It's supposed to happen.
Don't worry, old man. I got it covered. Just go outside. We got him. Just hold up a... Oh, wait, hang on.
Just put a bat cowl on
Gordon. Put a bat cowl on Gordon and go, guys, I got him. I brain the Batman.
I walk out carrying Rachel, trying to be sneaky. Hey, they got the Batsman.
Look at him. Oh, look, he was a former police officer. It's something Gordon. Stephen Gordon. He's two first
Gordon
names.
Gordon. I can't remember his name. Jim Gordon.
Jim Gordon.
Took me a minute.
Yeah.
Obviously, now that...
The police now close the investigation on the Batsman.
Yep. That's a mission solved.
We take Rachel back to Alfred, don't we?
So he calls Fox and sorts out a cure, because we were supposed to have had a fight with Scarecrow already and been drugged and got over it.
Okay.
But I forgot about that bit, so fuck it.
Yeah, no, we didn't do that.
So what was then supposed to happen is obviously Ra's al Ghul was supposed to still be around, and with these microwave generator, drive a train through Gotham.
Yeah.
But we've killed him. Scarecrow's now been arrested after we beat the crap out of him and then let the police storm that building we were just in.
Yeah.
And problem solved.
Yeah.
Saved Gotham. Became the Batsman. Alright.
Alright.
So, what have we survived Batman Begins?
I think we survived quite well.
Yeah, I think we've done good.
Yeah. We've now become the richest men in Gotham.
Yeah, I'll have a chat with Phileas Fox to sort out the Bendibus. So
yeah.
Put all the bat gadgets on that. Let's get some guns on there. I'll have a bat pod out the back.
Oh, no, you got to design it so that it stays relatively the same, though, because I want to keep the back door so I can, in case we fill up, because we play Jumanji again.
All I'm going to change for you as the driver is you're going to have that stupid wheel grabs hold of you and pulls you under the bonnet so you can fire the gun. The absolutely pointless manoeuvre.
Ah, I love that, yeah. I love that.
And now and again, you can accidentally activate it because I'll keep moving the control.
That's fair. No, yeah, just gotta keep the back door because the back door's useful in case you ever play Jumanji.
Because
Jumanji is still in the cupboard going boom, 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 boom.
I thought we huffed it out of the window.
Did we huff it out of the window? I thought we kept it in the cupboard.
No, we huffed it out of the window, then you briefcased it.
Oh, yeah. That was it. Out the back door. The back door that was useful.
Yeah. Oh, I'm keeping the back door. We've got two afterburners at the top of the back of the bus now.
Nice.
So, yeah. All right.
Okay.
So we've now got an afterburner bat bendy bus. Bendy bat bus.
Oh, those afterburners are going to be so hard to control when you fire them off and it hits the bend.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well.
It's going to make it really hard to steer.
Just don't afterburn whilst drifting, I think. Only whilst on a straight.
Fair enough. I'm going to remember that. Yeah.
All right. So what have we learned?
We have learned the best way to become the Batsman is to...
Just go balls deep into it.
Yeah.
I never did learn to mind my surroundings.
That's going in there. I'm unaware of surroundings. You still got the reflex from the Hunger Games of braining folk with a rock.
Yeah, well, it's a good go-to. It works.
Seems to.
Now I've got a bat zip line to get out of the way again. I'm now a martial artist because I went to Nanda Parbat for 7 years and you're a corporate executive.
quite a successful one as well. And a mobster.
Oh, we've now got Alfred. We'll add him to the Batbus.
Oh, yeah, Alfred's in the Batbus
now. Bendy
Batbus.
We didn't even need Uncle. He only helped us move buses.
Nope.
Bodies.
Close enough.
Yeah, so we're under Wayne Manor, if anyone ever goes there whilst we're away, it's now just full of corpses.
Sorry, no one ever finds a Batcave.
Yeah, it's true.
So. Right.
All right.
I hope you enjoyed learning that with us.
And we'll see you again next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.